Hello, everybody. This is Kenny.
This is Q.
What's up, everybody? In today's episode, we'll be discussing Black inventors and the things that they invented. Some known, some little known.
Black inventors.
Yes, on today's episode of Your Support. Yes, 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 support. Now, before we begin, because I gotta ask this question. What is race? Is it Black, white, indigenous, Pacific, Asian, Latin people, or is it whatever they want to define it as this week?
See, a lot of people struggle with race. I read a book that talked about the original Black Hebrews, and there was a German, I want to say anthropologist or whatever his scientific title was, who created the five categories of race. Because before he did that, there was no such thing as race, but he did this based on the skull type of five different groups. And that, therefore, we have five classifications of race officially known to us in the United States, because most other countries really don't go by race. They go by ethnicity.
Right, right, right. Yep. So that brings me to my next question then. What is religious faith? Is it one's belief in a doctrine or teaching, or what is religious faith?
I would say the doctrine that you practice, the faith that you practice.
Okay, then. Fine. With all that said, with all that said, I find nothing wrong with what Whoopi Goldberg said. Based on race, as we know it, I find that we constantly get marginalized by what they want to be offended by.
I think they took what she said out of context. According to what race was considered back then, the Jews were considered a race according to how the Germans separated them out. But as far as we, like I was explaining to my husband, if I see an Italian person, a white Hispanic, and a white American, and I just see three white people until I learn more about them, and they tell me, oh, I'm from Italy, oh, I'm from Spain, and oh, I was born and raised in Michigan. You know what I mean?
But if that's the case, then do we say Italian race? Do we say the German race? Or do we
don't.
Do we say the Baptist race?
No, we don't.
Do we say Seven-Day Adventist race?
No, we don't.
Right. I mean, and then also, too, you got a lot of Black people saying that Whoopi said some anti-Semitic stuff. But yet, when things are said erroneous and divisive towards Black people, they don't say jack.
Well, of course not. Because nobody cares about Black people but Black people. I'm just joking. Some people might care about us.
Yeah. Yeah, some do. Some do. But for the most part, we are constantly under attack and nobody speeds up to defend us.
Correct, though.
Yeah, because soon as that was said about Whoopi Goldberg, you heard about it on every news channel. Yeah. Every news channel, you know.
I wondered what she had said, and then when I listened to it, I was like, oh, okay. I said to myself, she didn't say anything that was anti-Semitic. She said something that might have been a little I don't want to say misinformed, but just not.
It was more or less misquoted.
Misquoted, and she didn't take the application of what was considered then. She just tried to apply it to what was going on now. And that we have to be very mindful of those things because, you know, that was a serious situation that happened back then. And even though she admitted, she said, hey, I was wrong. I said it was an inhumane act.
She didn't mean
to just say, I don't consider Jewish people a race. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She said she didn't see it as racist. She's seen it as man's inability to man. And that means that. Right. Not be hateful, be loving, be kind, you know, those things. Like I said, I played it back 1,000 times. I looked at it, I read it, I couldn't find no fault in it. I mean, there are other Jewish people in the world. You have the Ethiopian Jewish people, and during the Holocaust, they wanted to open up their doors and was working on plans to save their European counterpart. But nobody never heard of that, you know? You didn't even know that there were Black people in Germany during the time, you know, nobody talks about that, though. And that they even tested all their methods in Namibia first before they actually did it on the European Jewish people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, why don't nobody ever talk about that portion of it? Because there's more Jewish people in the world. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
Just like there's more Christians in the world, there's more Jewish people in the world. So when we mm-hmm. look at somebody as far as like race goes, we always say that person is black. That person mm-hmm. is white. We don't say that person is black Christian. We don't say that person is white Christian. We don't divide by that. The point that I'm trying to make is, when did a religion become a race?
Well.
Exactly. It's kind of hard pressed. Yeah, the Anti-Defamation League has changed its definition of racism following backlash over its previous definition after remarks by Whoopi Goldberg about racism in the Holocaust. See, this is why black people can't get nothing. They changed the rules. And the rule change is, racism occurs when individuals or institutions show more favorable evaluation or treatment of an individual or group based on race and ethnicity. Mm-hmm. And this is what their new rules are. Yeah, but in late 2020, the league changed its definition of racism to be the marginalization and or oppression of people of color based on a socially constructed racial hierarchy that privileges mm-hmm. white people.
Right.
So now, due to that definition, black people can be racist.
Well, you know, I kind of felt like this was coming, because for the whole 2020, 2021, black people have been arguing on TikTok, trying to tell clear people that black people cannot be racist. Black people can be prejudiced because we do not own any systems to marginalize other groups of people. Like, we literally don't own any system to marginalize anyone, especially here in the United States of America. So, and then I found like Pete, they would just keep coming and, well, this happened to me. And one time Keisha did this to me. And so that's racist. And I'm like, nah, not really. She probably just whipped your ass because you were being a bitch. But, oh, sorry.
No problem. We got a button for that.
Leave that. She probably just kicked your butt because you were being a booger or a snot face. But now, here you go. Let's change it. So, yeah, now black people can be racist. Never mind that we still control pretty much everything. Yeah. But now, hey, we can point the finger at you and say you're being racist, too. So now we're oppressed. And now we feel bad because, hey, yeah. And it's like Wonder Girl, she made a TikTok. And it was basically somebody asking for her oppression. And it's like, damn, we can't have nothing. We can't even be oppressed in peace because y'all want that too.
Yeah.
And it's just sad.
I mean, this whole thing, I mean, is opened up a can of worms, because now I'm looking at people even more like, what in the hell are you talking about? Like, I know we are not talking about the same thing. I know we can't be sitting up here, don't want to talk about slavery, don't want to talk about white people being racist towards black people. The establishment is keeping black people down, and y'all say, oh, forget about that, get over that. But as soon as Whoopi Goldberg opened up her mouth and said it was not about a racial thing, it's not about racism, y'all jumped on that. And now you're saying, oh, it's anti. You know what? Black people should come up with a word too. I mean, because they put anti-Semitism on everything when you say something about a Jewish person. Because you can't say the word J-E-W. Because now that's mm-hmm. that's hateful too.
Oh, wow. You cannot?
No. You're not supposed to really say that. Because I got some Jewish friends, and I asked them. I said, you know, I'm just asking because I want to know more. Is it cool to say the J-E-W word? And he was like, nah, that's kind of like almost like a slur. So I took the J-E-W up out. It's been a work in progress. I now say Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Jewish people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Like, the more you know, the more you grow. If someone says to me, hey, it's handicapped, it's disabled, fine. I'm going to go with what you tell me to call your group of marginalized people, because I want the same thing for me. Like, don't call me blacks, because I don't know what the hell a black is.
Or those people.
I'm not a crayon. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it. And it's fine.
But you want to know the most saddest part about it is? What? This all stemmed from schools taking books up out of their library. Mm-hmm. That's all this all stems yeah. from. Schools taking books up out of the library. That was kind of graphic. Mm-hmm. And even that novel, it opens with a quote saying that the Jewish undoubtedly are a race, but they are not human.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the book kind of opens up in a messed up way. But the wording that's there, are a race, I don't recall the census saying anything about Jewish. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't. It asks me whether I'm black or I'm white. And most Jewish people here in America classify as
white.
Right. 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 Because even an African Jewish person, a beta Jewish mm-hmm. person would come to America, he would still be classified as black.
Right.
So, I mean, I relent. I'm going to leave that conversation alone for another time. I'm going to leave it right where it is. Because the point I'm trying to make is, while they're trying to tarnish Whoopi Goldberg, she's been probably the most understanding or the most stand behind. Mm-hmm. I mean, her last name is Goldberg.
It's Goldberg. Exactly. I'm about to say the same thing.
You know, and then you try to destroy her because she said it's not a rape. Because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. she's black. Mm-hmm. She don't get a pass because she got a Jewish last name. But mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that right there. Let's get to these inventors, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Alrighty, let's go to my first inventor. And I'm going to start this off with one of my favorite guys. And that is Mr. Frederick McKinley Jones. I was talking about him the other day. He is the inventor of the refrigerated truck. And at the age of 14, he was working as an automobile mechanic and was self-taught. Jones took mm-hmm. part in World War I in an all-black unit until his mechanical skills were spotted and he was promoted to sergeant working as an electrician and taught other soldiers his knowledge. After serving with the U.S. in World War I, Jones returned back home to Minnesota. While still employed as a mechanic, Jones taught himself electronics and built a transmitter for the town's new radio station. And trust me, when I start going with this guy, you'll see this guy has done a lot. And he also invented mm-hmm. a device to combine sound with motion picture. Mm-hmm. This attracted the attention of Joseph A. Numero of Minneapolis, Minnesota, who hired Jones in 1930 to improve the sound equipment made by his firm, Cinema Supplies, Inc. The man has 61 patents, and the most important of all of them, or should I say the most important ones, 40 to be exact, in refrigeration. After his partner, Numero, sold the cinema supply business to RCA, they entered a partnership and began working on mass producing portable refrigeration, an invention that Jones had created around 1937 and received the patent in 1949. I don't know why it took so long for him to get his patent for his refrigeration, mm-hmm. but they formed what is now known as the Thermo King. I know everybody heard of Thermo King out of all the refrigeration in the world. They're the ones that refrigerate the trucks, the box trucks, even the overnight trucking trucks. Like, they have the whole system to where they can heat and cool a truck without it even running off an engine. And there will possibly be no frozen foods at your house without this man. He is a very, very important inventor. He should be in the top of greatest inventor of all time. His inventions and patents range from ticket dispensing machines, means for automatically stopping and starting gas engines, two-cycle gas engines, starter generator, rotary compression, soundtrack synchronizers. That's the thing that he sold to RCA. Mm-hmm. That's just to name a few. We could be here all day if I start naming off everything that this man on did. Because, we haven't even got to the 40 patents for refrigeration. We just talking about the other mm-hmm. stuff that he did beside refrigeration. Mm-hmm. And I could still be here because he has 60 patents.
That's dope.
Yes. Yes. Like that dude, like, for real, at the end of the day, like, I don't think even our houses would be AC cooled without some of the stuff that he created. I mean, he created the on and off mm-hmm. thermostat and everything. Like, that dude created a lot.
So, I don't know if you've been looking on my Facebook, but I've been posting one black history fact per day. So My inventor that I went with was Carver, George Washington Carver. Oh,
that's a good one.
Because a lot of people just know him as the peanut guy. And I was like, well, no, this man was actually very intelligent. He was a whole agricultural scientist, and he created different methods for farmers to regenerate the soil. So because it was becoming so depleted from planting cotton all the time. So he created other crops such as the yams. And
didn't they have a saying for that back then? Like they called it like the dust bowl or something like that? Because the ground was eroding so much that it was just creating so much dust in the air that it looked like a dust storm.
Right. And so they needed something to combat that. So he came up with a whole system for them to revitalize the soil and came up with more crops, you know, giving farmers other options besides cotton. So this man, and he won an award from the NAACP. Mm-hmm. He was very intelligent as a child, you know. So it's like he's more than just the peanut guy. Like if you read his story, he's done a lot.
So my next inventor, because I know everybody heard about Thomas Edison, right? Everybody mm-hmm. knows about Thomas Edison. But do you know about Lewis Howard Latimer?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. He was an assistant manager and draftsman for the U.S. Electric Lighting Company, a company owned by Hiram Maxim and a rival of Thomas Edison.
Mm-hmm.
Latimer received a patent on September 13th, 1881 for the electric lamp. An improved design for producing light using electricity, and another patent on January 17th, 1882, for the process of manufacturing carbons. You don't get where I'm going with this, do you?
No, keep going.
An improved method for the production of carbon filament for light bulbs. What that means is he invented a modification to the process for making carbon filament, which aimed to mm-hmm. reduce breakage during the carbonization process. This modification consisted of placing filament blanks inside of a cardboard envelope during carbonization. While in England, on behalf of the Maxim Light Company, he taught the entire process for making Maxim lights, including glass blowing, in 9 months in order to get the factory up and running. I'm gonna break this all down. So what that means is the normal light bulb that Thomas Edison had created, right? It was subject to failure before you can even get the bulb in.
Wow.
While it was a great idea and a great invention that he had came up with, it didn't have no longevity. So the light bulbs now we got these energy saving light bulbs and everything like that. But the light bulbs prior to that used the method that was created by Lewis Howard Latimer. Yes, the filament that was in the light bulbs was created by him. That was his invention. But it must have triggered Edison, or he saw a competition in the air, because he was invited to work with Thomas Edison, quote unquote. The Edison mm-hmm. Electric Company in New York City hired Latimer in 1884 as a draftsman and an expert witness in patent litigation. Yes, he must have knew patent law on electric lights. While at Edison, Latimer wrote the first book on electric lighting, entitled Incandescent Electric Lighting, and supervised the installation of public electric lights throughout New York, Philadelphia, Montreal, and London, to name a few places. Yeah. And along with the work he did with Edison, he was also responsible for translating data into German and French, as well as gathering that information. Yeah. Now, this dude owns a multitude of patents, too, but he found time to teach, write books about poetry, not just lights, play his violin, mm-hmm. and he stood up for civil rights. Yes, he was a civil rights fighter as well.
Mm-hmm.
An inductee of the National Inventors Hall of Fame for his work, and part of, which doesn't make any sense to me, the Thomas Edison Pioneers. He's a member of that as well. He was the first person of color to join the group of 100.
Mm.
Yep. So, like, he did a lot of other patents, too, as well, just not just light bulb. So, yeah, he don't got as many as Frederick McKinley Jones, but definitely he got a number of them. He got a number of strong, powerful ones.
Hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. My next one, I'm going to put my girl on the table because I used a lot of these products when I was. You already know who I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Adam Smith Walker, African American entrepreneur, philanthropist, political and social activist.
And do we say first Black billionaire?
We can.
I believe so. I think she was the first Black billionaire.
First female self-made millionaire in America. Okay. According to the Guinness World Book of Records.
But I'm pretty sure she was a
billionaire. So you know she, not millionaire, but probably her money back then will be considered worth about that. And, you know.
If she made millions back then, trust me, when a loaf of bread was two nickels probably, or two pennies back then, she was probably be like a multi-billionaire nowadays. But
exactly. But you know, she created, I want to say she created, she took a product that needed some tweaking and improved it to help women with hair care, because back in those times, you know, we were rocking our naturals, and to be considered socially acceptable, we had to do certain things to our hair to fit in, to look more, you know, like a European style of beauty.
Right.
To relax the hair, to make it straighter, to, you know, make it more manageable. So she created the hair care line. And it became just like one of the top selling things. And sis was, you know, she did the doggone thing. So I had to throw a woman up there.
No doubt.
Just and you know, I heard she was from Louisiana.
Uh-oh.
You know, and I'm a Louisiana girl, so. But yeah, first African-American millionaire in the United States of America.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. She was.
Who else we got?
She was pretty dope. Well,
she was.
This will probably be my final inventor right here. Mm-hmm. Now, some might say that there are more inventors I can highlight, and that's true, that benefit humanity. And there are far more inventors who invented things that were stolen from them or written out of history. Mm-hmm. And you might say, where am I going with this? Right? If I sat here and told you of all the inventions and patents that Black people have created, we could spend a few weeks just having a whole conversation. The everyday items that we take for granted and have no clue of their origins are immense. And with that said, my last inventor, and many are going to look at me and say, what? Henrietta Lacks.
Mm-hmm.
My last inventor, I'll say it again, is Henrietta Lacks in her immortal Lacks cells, a.k.a. Hela cells, which were stolen without her consent. They were used in everything from polio eradication to space microbiology. The next time someone asks you if you have some Black in you, you can probably say yes. Just with a little bit of altered genetics, but yes. But let me tell you how I got to this thought, or why I feel this way. Because of the fact that they were in high demand and mass produced once they were stolen from her, and sent around the world to everybody in the world, from Russia to, you know, I feel like it should be some retribution. It's 11,000 patents involving her sales. These are her sales. Guess how much her family benefits from her sales?
$0.00.
Oh, they didn't find out till 1975. And she died 1951. And she died young. She died young. She died at the age of 31. And she had 5 kids. I'm pretty sure those 5 kids could have really used something.
Right.
But without her cells, there would be no polio vaccine. Without her cells, listen, the first genetic cloning happened with her cells. You know?
Oh, you know what? Somebody talked about this before. Not that you're saying the name rang a bell, but not that you're talking about the genetic cells and her cells. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is the person.
Yes. So the research in cancer and AIDS came from her cells. The effects of radiation and toxic substances out in the air came from her cells. These all came, the tests came from her cells. The gene mapping came from her cells. And the countless other scientific pursuits came from her cells and continue still to this day come from her cells. Like I said, her cells were the first cells to ever be cloned. And check this out. When you hear about somebody testing tape and testing glue, and they say, oh, it's no animals being, this is all being tested on cosmetics and all that. Guess what they're testing their stuff on? Her cells. Your makeup is being tested on her cells.
Wow.
So if she's not an inventor, then I don't know who is, because this came from her. It's her creation, whether she wanted to be a part of it or not. I mean, even the guy that did the, what is those, the sticky tabs. It was an accident. Mm-hmm. But yet, mm-hmm. it was his invention still. Like, it still made it. I mean, he still patented it. And people still use them to this day. You're sticking stuff all on your desk and everything. And you're like, why is you leaving me notes? We got technology now. Send me a text.
Wow.
You know, she's recognized, I mean, now. But back then, now that her kids are more than likely all deceased, I don't really know about the family. But, you know, the grandkids is probably benefiting a little bit. But it's just a thing to throw up out there. Like, imagine how far along y'all could have been with some of this stuff if y'all would have just told the truth from the beginning and let the family benefit from it. And this way, y'all could have gotten more of the sales instead of creating them in the lab and duplicating them. And it's just a mess. You know, it's not cool. But yes, she is my final inventor.
Awesome. So for me, I don't have a final inventor, but I would like to call off some stuff that we should be thanking Black inventors for.
Okay.
I mean, just simple things that you just, like you said, everyday usage. You have things like a coin changer, James A. Bauer, the car coupler, Andrew J. Beard. What else we have?
The gifts.
A disposable syringe, Phil Brooks. What else did you
say? The gifts. The gifts that you sent online was made by a Black woman. The little gifts you make online. And she even was she even was like an executive at Hulu.
Wow.
Yep. When it first started out. My guy created the Super Soaker. He just didn't create just the Super Soaker, but everybody remembers him for the Super Soaker, but he did more inventions than just the Super Soaker.
Mm-hmm. And let's go back to George Washington Carver. He also had something to do with paints and stains and lotions and soaps. Mm-hmm. So you smell good. It's all because he created something way back in the day. You know, of course, it's been modernized to today's times.
Yeah, because back then, you know, they didn't have, you know, some real good smell good stuff. Like, they was probably musty in ye olden days. And he's like, look, put this peanut butter underneath your underarm and you're going to smell like peanuts now.
It's better to be smelling like old booty and whatever else.
Smell like old onions. Yeah.
And an old sweaty sock, if they even had socks back then.
I think they did.
Or they did. They had socks.
Yeah, they did.
Then you have Garrett A. Morgan, the traffic signal, the gas mask.
Yep.
You know, we use that in the military, so thankful for that. I mean, and the list is, I'm looking at a list of over 100 items here, and this is probably just the tip of iceberg.
Yeah.
So there's so many things.
You could be going, like I said, you could be going for weeks. Just naming off these people and some of the things that they created. Like I said, a lot of people take it for granted every day and they say, well, okay, that was then, this is now. Well, that means that some of you need to be stepping up. There's so much technology going on up out there. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be the next Tesla? Who's going to be the next PayPal?
Right.
Who's going to create a blockchain that just basically eradicates money? You know, why can't we be the next thing?
Everybody's sitting waiting on somebody else to do it. That's why.
Yeah, probably spending their money on stuff that's just pointless. That's not going to leave behind a legacy.
Exactly.
Definitely a lot of thought there. People just need to step forward and realize that in this world, we can do a lot here, right now.
Right, exactly.
I thank you so much for going on this inventor journey with me. I'm sorry if some of you are confused about the Henrietta Lacks thing. I would challenge you all. The first person that figures out her real first name, send me a message. I'll send you $5. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. Mm. Q, you're not qualified, Q. You're not qualified.
Oh, okay. You heard me. I was like,
Yeah.
Let me get these $5.
Yeah, but if you're listening and you can find a way to message me quickest, definitely send me a message and find out her first name. As always, if nobody told you today that they love you, guess who do? I do.
We do.
That's right. And with that said, you want to check out more episodes or subscribe, just click the link. Click the link, hit subscribe, and have a good day. And also, too, we are on every platform now except for Pandora. We're not on Pandora yet. It takes Pandora time. But we're on Amazon Music. We're on, look, you just name it, iHeart Music. We're on everywhere. So just listen, and we'll handle the rest. All right? Peace and love.
All right. Peace.
your support group.
Hi, I'm Kenneth, and this is your support group. Thanks for tuning in.